c3.ai.
And support for WMNF, this wonderful station, WMNF Tampa, comes from you, our fabulous members, and the Florida Southern College, in encouraging visitors to experience the world's largest collection of Frank Lloyd Wright architecture with a guided campus tour. Tour reservations and details can be found at flsouthern.edu/FLLW. Hello, good afternoon. My name is Joellen Schilke. I am the hostess who loves you absolutely the mostest, and you are listening to WMNF Tampa, and this show is called Art in Your Ear. It's been a little bit of a week, so I thought, you know, it's Good Friday. I always feel a little weird doing interviews. Good Friday, Catholic school did that to me. So I'm going to play some great stuff for you today. I've got some poetry that relates to Good Friday and poetry that is just good poetry, lots of music, and some TED Talks and stuff like that. I hope you'll stick with me for the ride. If you want to get in touch, you can email dj@wmnf.org, or of course, as always, you can text 813-433-0885. Let's start off with some really lovely Billie Holiday.
come on, come on, baby. Don't you know that's how I really feel?
Noia ma tanta, ce me dai noia. Quanto contano, tutto sapeno, qui gioca, dice non voglia, saccio cieca, senteci tutti, parlano, ma quante parole. Me pare a mie calmo, non te serve, chi non ne capisci te, qui gioca, parli, c'è bulia, con la spiccia, ma qua su tutti i professori. Noia ma tanta, ce me dai noia. Poesia, de fotografia, musica, pure de politica e religione. L'importante ce ne dici tante, poi non c'è mai fine. Camai sia de pedagogia, cinema, pure de botanica e medicina. Io non saggio come faccio fare, me sta dolore la tavola.
Noia, noia, ma tanta, ce me dai noia, noia.
Non ci la faccio,
noia, noia, ma tanta, ce me dai noia, noia, ma tanta, ce me dai noia.
Ma quando te
chi
predichi punti, qui giù facendo tutti quanti, nulla pianti, sto me dormenti, dico ma dai guardata, non tegno pace, che non sto capace, che faccio la parte, qui ci non mi piace, mo chiudi la porta, tutta la luce, me sta dole la tavola.
Noia ma tanta, ce me dai noia, noia ma tanta, ce me dai noia, noia ma tanta, ce me dai noia, noia ma tanta, ce me dai noia.
Ce me dai noia, noia ma tanta, 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 ce me dai noia, 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 noia.
yourself adrift, and I salute you from the hail as the water rushes in and overwhelms, and I become part of a sea of everything, and I'll be lost to the sea. Of everything.
That, I am so excited to tell you and happy to tell you, is off the new Rebecca Pulley release. Yes, Rebecca Pulley finally, hello Rebecca, finally put out a new disc, and that's the title track, The Sea of Everything. And she's going to be performing. She'll be here on the air on the 31st of May at the Live Music Showcase. She's having a release party on the 1st of June at the Hideaway, and then of course she's participating in WMNF's Americana Fest, and that is in August. So really excited to hear some new Rebecca Pulley. We had lots of music for you. I hope you enjoyed listening to 88.5 WMNF. This is Art in Your Ear. It's going to be a little bit miserable out there, so stay close inside. Listen to your app or your computer or your radio or whatever you listen to, and keep us on. There's great stuff all day long. After this show is the NPR News, and then Danfield is going to be on the Live Music Showcase. And you can always, if you want, if you're a visual person, you can watch that on the Live Music Showcase Facebook page. They do that live. Following that, Reverend Billy is here with his team and fun stuff with an exploration of kind of very old gospel, rock and roll, jive, jump, everything. It's just sort of like, here's the roots of the music that we listen to today. After that is The Bumpy Ride, which is a music show with a drinking show with a music problem, a really fun rock and roll, rockabilly, and just upbeat, fun Friday night music. And then, of course, Jump, Jive, and Swing with Route 66. Best hour on the radio, hands down, best hour on the radio. After that, Soul Party. And then on to Chuck Hoare Jr.'s Great Flashback Friday. The Deacon's on at midnight with his mix of hip-hop and R&B and bad jokes. You know what I mean. So stick with us, won't you? And thank you for listening. If you are getting a new car, don't trade in your old one. Give it to WMNF. Your support is worth more than a low trade-in offer, and it helps ensure your favorite programs are here for you and your community. Call 1-888-966-3885 or visit WMNF.org. Well, thanks again. A little bit later, we're going to do a long poetry thing. I have a TED Talk that I want to play for you that's about poetry, and I've got Asia Sampson, who's kind of the alpha and omega, a beautiful, sad, but hopeful poem about dying, and a beautiful, sad, no, it's not sad, a beautiful, happy poem about birth. So we'll hear two from Asia Sampson in a little bit, but first, let's get back into a fun set for you. I should tell you what we had. Pennies from Heaven from Billie Holiday, Don't You Know by Duran Jones, and The Indications. Oh my goodness, that CD, that every single second of that CD is amazing. It's called American Love Call. It is an amazing one. I Can't Stand the Rain from Hortense Ellis. Cuando te vejo is from Concierge Graciano Salentino, and I heard that on our great Latin X show, which is one of our HD shows, all new and a little bit older indie and alternative Latin music, and then The Sea of Everything from Rebecca. Let's listen to some Jimmy Lunsford. Tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it.
When I was a kid, about 3:30, my daddy said, son, come here to me. Says things may come and things may go, but this is one thing you ought to know.
Take what you do.
It's the way hot you do it.
Take what you do.
It's the way hot you do it.
Take what you do.
It's the way hot you do it.
That's what gets me so.
Mama, mama.
Take what you do.
It's the time that you do it.
Take what you do.
It's the time that you do it.
Take what you do.
It's the time that you do it.
That's what gets me so.
Oh.
You can't try hard. Don't mean a thing.
Don't mean a thing.
Take it easy.
Greasy.
Then you dive the swing. Oh, and take what you do.
It's the place that you do it.
Take what you do.
It's the place that you do it.
Take what you do.
It's the place that you do it.
That's what gets me so.
get to your eyes. And as we gaze skyward, ain't any time early. It's the sound treatment. Yeah. As we gaze skyward, ain't any time early. It's the sound treatment. Ooh. It's the sound treatment. Ooh. Oh, the sound
the Zen Trips family at Nova 535 in the Berg for a night of bumpin' house music and art as we celebrate 420 and 20 years of Zen Trips on WMNF 88.5 FM, featuring live sets from the Otis Prime, DJ Ketone, and DJ Big Willie. That's Saturday, April the 20th at Nova 535 in St. Petersburg. Doors open at 9, close at 3, and everyone is on the guest list. Yes, it's a WMNF fundraiser.
Well, that sounds fun. I'm looking forward to celebrating 420 with the Zen Trips crew over at Nova 535, one of the just a beautiful party space. Also, Saturday night in downtown St. Pete at the Museum of Fine Arts, there is sort of a just an amazing event. They have a Theo Wujek show up at the museum right now, and the brilliant people at the MFA have putting the ICU, aka Catherine Wheel, back together. They're playing together for the first time in almost 25 years. People who might be familiar to you, Jonathan Harrison, Gerald Hamill, Martin Connor, Doug Prescott, and Jeffrey Stewart. That was part of, if you're listening to music in the 80s and the 90s, you saw Catherine Wheel. So that's pretty exciting. That's at the Museum of Fine Arts tomorrow, 4:20, from 6 to 9:30 p.m. And then you get to, I think, also see the show. You can go online to MFASTPete.org and get more information about that. So two great things going on in St. Pete tomorrow. Well, thanks for listening to WMNF. We appreciate that you are here listening to Art in Your Ear. Be careful. There's a terrible weather thing moving through. So get your supplies and cuddle up to your radio or to your app or to your however you listen to music and stick with us. We just heard some music from the newish Arctic Monkeys, another just fantastic CD. There's so much good music out right now. I should just sit and listen to music and not actually work ever again. And then, of course, Taint What You Do, It's the Way That You Do It. And that is just one of my favorite things. Hey, speaking about the ICU Catherine Wheel thing, on Saturday Asylum tomorrow, Scott Imrich is going to be interviewing some of the band members, playing an interview. I think he's doing the interview early, and playing that interview will be around 5 o'clock. So if you want to hear what's going on and sort of hear something about the music scene back in the day and how it is now and what all these people are doing, tune in, please, or you should tune in anyway to Saturday Asylum. It's a great show, 4 to 6 every single Saturday p.m. And then, but tune in specifically to hear this interview with Catherine Wheel guys And that's going to be around 5 o'clock. I feel like there's so much more. Oh, also tomorrow. Sorry, everybody. The 60s show has Patty Perky, who is always helping behind the scenes. Jim Drain, always helping behind the scenes. They never get in front of anything. Well, they are doing the 60s show tomorrow. So it'll be really fun to hear their version of the 60s show. So you can tune in from noon to 2 and hear Patty and Jim on the air doing the 60s show. So basically, there's just no reason to turn off your radio ever again. Again, it's Good Friday, and Good Friday is one of the holiest holidays in the Catholic religion. I'm not really I don't belong to any religion, but I was brought up Catholic, and it was always one of those times when you were sort of supposed to think deep thoughts. And I've got two poems that I'm going to play from you from Asia Samson. One is called Awakening, and it's about his sister's death, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful poem. And the other is called Alive, and it's about making babies. So here, I hope you'll listen. Thank you for listening to Art in Your Ear on WMNF 88.5. Whoops. Whoa, hey now. Wait a minute. I see. I'm so sorry. I made a mistake. Let's fix this up. Here we go. There we go. Thank you.
When the snow falls in the winter, the woolly caterpillar crawls into a crevice and freezes to death. Its blood stops flowing. Its lungs hardens into ice. Its heart comes slowly to a halt. The heart is always the last to go. But when the snow melts in the spring, the ice thaws from its ventricles, the crystals dissolves from its lungs, and just as slowly as it died, the woolly caterpillar awakens and comes back to life. For 120 hours, we waited for my sister to wake up. My family mumbling prayers around the doctor who tells us she fell into a coma when a blood vessel hemorrhaged, and my father hasn't stopped praying since. My stepfather searching the eyes of doctors for the answers to those prayers. My siblings pushing me into the room as though I could perform a miracle. My mother making twin towers of my arms the way she crashes into them now, while I attempted to believe that my faith far exceeds science and God would awaken her somehow. Awaken, sweet sister. Tell me that my tears the size of mustard seeds will fall upon your cheek and move the mountain of swelling in your brain. Tell me that the same God who makes all things possible can still live up to his name, because right now that name belongs to your mother, who's cursing God for being too coward to make up his own mind as she stares at the medical forms granting the hospital permission to let you die. If he wants her, then take her, she says. Who am I to decide? And by her side is your fiance, whose fists are stones he's ready to throw if the doctor mentions or organ donation just one more time. But your father, he sits still praying at your bedside, wrapping rosaries around your hands and tucking prayer cards behind your neck. God will resurrect my daughter, he says. Please, God, tell me she'll resurrect. How do I respond? How do I agree when the tubes of your IV intertwines around my throat, strangles my voice every time I plead, awaken, sweet sister? Make this poem easier to write. Tonight, pull out the respirator in your throat and speak the words that will end this poem brighter than how it begun. Remove the tubes and we'll blow kisses into your veins that you may know where the true source of your life comes from, how it comes from your heart, how in this hurricane world you broke it into tiny pieces, dropped them like care packages on our laps. You always had enough of it to give, which is why there are 200 people in the waiting room now, ready to give it back in case you need it to live. But on the seventh day, the doctor gave us the results of the last test my sister will ever take, and I swear I'm not built for earthquakes like that. My knees buckling like a bridge, my arms shaking too much to catch another one of my mother's crash landings. None of us was left standing. We were all falling through the cracks, falling until we hit the floor of her room that night. This is what rock bottom must look like. The nurse disconnecting her machines, our hands stretching to touch a part of her as we wailed, our tears dropping as fast as her heartbeat, our sanity vanishing with her breath, fast
faster it faded. My stepfather stroking her face, faster it faded. My father presses her hand to his cheek, faster it faded. We're still waiting on a miracle, faster it faded. My face planted to my mother's belly, mommy, this hurts, faster it faded. And then it was finished. The monitors dropped to zero, and as her breath emptied and her heartbeat slowed, her fiancé removes the ring from her finger, ties it to his necklace, and says, how fitting. It was her heart that was the last to go. It was silent after that, silent as my mother reaches over to close her daughter's eyes. My stepfather releases a long-awaited sigh. My sibling straightens the creases in her blanket while my father unravels the rosary from her hands, takes the prayer cards from behind her neck and slips them into his pocket, places a kiss on her forehead, her chest, and both her shoulders. Put in a good word to God for us, he says. And that's when I knew that all along we had failed to see the light at the end of this tunnel she was going through. Because while we were praying for her awakening, the awakening was really meant for us, to remind us that life is a coma we can still choose to wake up from. The faith means not having to wait for the sun to come, because sometimes the sun doesn't come, but we can still rise on our own. Her last breath has already blown life into the candles of our bones, with nothing more than a wish that we may live more fully. The woolly caterpillar freezes to death in a winter and comes back to life in the spring. For 14 years, it goes through the same cycle of awakening, waiting until the final year when its work is complete, then spins itself into a cocoon to be reborn a moth and fly away for good. So sleep now, sweet sister. You've surrendered your life for too many winters. We'll take it from here. Sleep now, and wherever you wake, may you be reborn with wings on your back. Fly into the sun, knowing that when our own winter ends, spring will come and we'll see each other again. But until then, yeah, put in a good word to God for us.
Have to look into my eyes. You don't need a secret code. Need to play it, be in spies. And though I may speak to you in tongues, we don't need Rosetta Stone to know how this song is sung. And that what I say is true. Yeah, it's true. True. Oh yeah. What I say.
My aunt once told me, on the day I was born, my father held me as carefully as a ticking bomb, brought me close and said, I promise you everything. Alive, with the inhale of our first breath, our hearts swing open like the doors to an empty new house waiting to be filled with everything we love. And in that moment, our eyes squinting at the blinding light, we are filled with the abundant hope that everything in our sight is attainable. My wife, her water broke at 10:40 that night, and over the next 24 hours, I paced back and forth in that hospital room, scuffing the words perfect parent with my heels over and over until it was deep enough into that linoleum floor for me to believe it. And damn right I believed it. Even convinced myself that anyone who says parenting is hard just doesn't have it figured out like me, because let's face it, I'm pretty awesome. But by that following evening, there was my son, crying in my arms, me not knowing how to make him stop, and all I could think was, oh my God, what have I gotten myself into? But I remember how just a year before I was holding my mother to keep from throwing herself into the grave as they lowered my sister's casket, my father crumbling to the floor, his hands to his mouth, trying to catch and save every promise he's ever made as they all came spilling out. What's the point? He kept asking. I don't know. All I know is from ashes we come and to ashes we return, and we've been struggling since the womb, pushed out into a world that looks at us with thoughts of eating us alive. It was cancer that almost ate me alive, so I learned how to write poems on my palms, clenched inside my fist to keep death at bay 3 minutes and 10 seconds at a time. But sometimes I let them write themselves past the margins and into my fingers, so I'll always remember to count my blessings. And I'm counting my blessings, even the ones that hurt, the ones that carve tattoos deep into my bones. How beautiful the way pain turns into art that manages to survive, because one day my son will have carvings of his own and I'll have to teach him, look, the hurt we sometimes feel is just this life's way of adorning us from the inside. So search for me from the inside, all that's come and gone. How I lost my first child to a miscarriage, how I lost my sister to a headache, how I lost a testicle to a cancer that says it's likely I will never have children. So yeah, the world can call me a loser, but today I hold a son who giggles every time I say the word statistic. Alive, alive, how glorious to be alive, writing our legacy with our heels, every footprint and exclamation point stomped through all the dirt we've ever had to go through. Look around you, every one of us alive in this moment, every one of us a heartbeat that held on just a little bit longer. Look around you, look past the blur of the crowds and see the faces. You are the fulfillment of answered prayers. Alive, alive, how glorious to be alive, because the day we are born is the day we begin to die. But not today. Today I'm writing my name off the tombstone, today I'm carving more stories into my bones, and I'll keep going for as long as I survive, because I somehow made it past yesterday, and I may not be around tomorrow, but in this moment I'm alive, and I've been told that I am promised everything. We'll be right back.
Billie Holidays in one show. I would do an all Billie Holiday show, honestly, especially when the weather is like that. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hello, Mark. Hello, Mary. Thank you for listening. Hello. I can't say that person's name, but hello, and thank you for listening in the messages. It's really nice of you. That was some Billie Holiday, two pieces from Asia Sampson. I think he's just such a good writer. So beautiful. And then we heard off the new Andrew Bird in between Asia's two pieces, Cracking Codes, and that is off his CD entitled My Finest Work Yet. I see Reverend Billy wandering the hallways of WMNF, so stay tuned to hear him and his crew on the air at 3. And that's it. I'm getting ready to get out of here. NPR News and the Live Music Showcase. I should tell you, I can't remember now who I'm having on next week, but we'll be back to our regular programming. If you celebrate Easter, if you're celebrating the High Holy Days and whatever path you follow, peace to you and peace to everybody here at the station and on Earth. We are going to go out of the show with Uptown Rankin from Althea and Donna. Thanks again for listening to Art in Your Ear. You have been listening to WMNF Tampa. We are the last local radio station in the Tampa Bay area, and we so appreciate you being part of it. Please stay tuned for the NPR News. If you want to get in touch with me about anything, it's Joe Ellen, Joellen, at WMNF.org. We also have a Facebook page, Art in Your Ear, on Facebook. Like us, follow us. I'm always putting goofy stuff on it, so you can pay attention to that. Take care. Peace.
Suit and ting. Love is all I bring in a car.